This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Man, that's the noisiest camel toe I ever heard.
Well, it's better than Nancy Pelosi eat me. I mean, we can still do that too, though.
No.
Nancy Pelosi eat me.
I was trying to do something different. You know, I was going to surprise you, and you know, the laugh was something you really liked, and you know, but I really wanted to talk about when DeSantis talked about, you know, Biden being six fries short of a Happy Meal, but.
We still have that on the soundboard?
I have the da-da-da-da-da version. I don't have the clipped one
we'll play it anyway. It's all appropriate right. Today.
Now with Biden, you basically have a caretaker president. He's really not in command. I mean, you know, let's just be honest. He's probably about six fries short of a Happy Meal.
That's my governor. Thug life, baby. Thug life DeSantis. He should always wear shades. He looks way better in them than Biden.
Oh, he looks like a man.
Did you see the video I put up last week? The Secret Service guy showing Biden where to walk to go into the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah.
he's pointing right at the sidewalk, and then he goes up around. Yeah, to provide flanking cover. He goes up around, and then the old doddering fool follows him up the grassy hill in between the bushes. And the other agents just stand there like, what the fuck?
Ready to go.
And then watching him walk across the portico to the door, he's just like stumbling along.
Yeah, he's definitely not well.
No, and neither is Afghanistan. But anyway, hey, welcome to Off Hook Radio for August 17th.
2021.
The award-winning podcast, God only knows why.
Two-time.
Obviously, the people give out the awards drink.
Or smoke. But, or do or drugs. Smoke.
They do something. Maybe they hang out with Hunter.
Maybe. I do have new listeners.
Smoking the crack.
I brought us some new listeners tonight.
That's good. Hello, new listeners.
We'll see. Hopefully, I got a couple of guys that I work with. They're guys. I can't get girls. The girls at work,
they're not going to be impressed with how
about politics. It's a radio show, dude. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm sorry.
Poke Zip. Zip Allen. Facebook. There you go.
Not if you're a guy.
He won't poke back.
Fastest way to get your ass blocked.
You didn't block me. You just left my poke sitting out.
No, I have a couple of gay friends who poke me every once in a while. I just dismiss it. I don't delete them because I know they're gay. And I know I'm adorable, so well, you know, what happens.
But what if Willem poked you? Would you poke Willem back?
Yeah, because Willem, it's funny.
It's awesome.
Willem's my friend.
I was talking about Willem today at work because I was playing my playlist, and one of the songs that he does a funny version of, it came on. And of course, I had to tell the lady.
Which one?
Oh, I don't know what the name of it is. Hold on, I'll tell you. You really gonna
Chick-fil-A song or?
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A song. Oh, absolutely hilarious. The Chick-fil-A song. That's exactly what it was. The one girl's just laughing. She's like, "What is this song?" And I said, "Well, this is a guy named Willem, and I've had him on our radio show. I think he was on twice, wasn't he?
He was on with me.
Well, he's on with me too. I was on with him. So he's been on twice, once with me and once with me and you. So
okay, he was on with you where?
No, I'm saying you and I. No, he was on once with you.
He was on off the hook with one time with CV.
And then he was on with me and you once on Off the Hook.
Yeah, okay. That's true. That's right.
Oh, he's just a great guy.
I just loved it. When I did the introduction to him, he didn't even know that, because Off the Hook's always been internet only. We weren't over the air like our original American Idol show and stuff like that.
Correct.
So we could say whatever we wanted. And I read his biography and his introduction I wrote for him, which was very flattering because he's a talented dude. You know, he's gay, so what? You know, he's one of the best drag queen performers out there, and he isn't trying to warp your kids. He don't like that shit either. But I read the introduction, and he goes, that was the fuck. He goes, oh, can I say that? Hell yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, we're not, we don't have to answer the FCC. So
No. Did you see
just
my
Spotify?
Meme? Did you see my meme thing today? I put up a picture of the woman from CNN reporting on August 15th in her outfit with her little scarf around her neck.
No. I did see it.
The next day, she's wearing a burqa with the hood and everything. How it started, how it's going. And I since it's CNN, I tagged it. But it's mostly a peaceful genocide. Mostly peaceful, the genocide in Afghanistan. But anyway, you're here now, the Off-Look Radio. No evacuation is needed.
Thank God.
But I thought it was interesting that Afghanis are willing to die just to come here and be part of our country when the people leading our country don't even seem to like what the hell we stand for.
Well, they know they're going to get food stamps and, you know, money. And
no, they're going to get opportunity. They're these people from Afghanistan, they're okay. These are like bringing in Cubans. These are people who appreciate America and will make America better. You should bring them all in, but these people have screwed this up so bad. I'll get into this. This hasn't been a good week for the FEB in chief.
Is this one of those cases where you're okay with an open, you know, this? I'm going to use the air quotes because this isn't really open borders, but you're okay with us bringing these people into the country.
These people helped our country during a war.
I'm just
they did interpretation. They did interpreting for our military. They provided us with information. They were guides. A lot of them trained to work with our special forces and stuff. And we paid them. And the only promise we made to them, though, is that if everything goes to shit, we'll get you out of here.
Well, that's fine. We can bring all those people
back. No, we're not getting them out of there now.
Well, but I'm talking about if there aren't they letting other people that aren't part of that just come into the country, just people of Afghanistan, or is it just
people trying to get on planes that had weapons on them?
And that's a problem.
That wouldn't have been good.
No.
So, yeah, they'd all been visiting Allah as soon as they got over a body of water or a mountain range. Anyway. President Sippy Cup is now recognized as a joke in the lamestream media that lied to everyone for years just to get this jerk in office. Jake Sullivan, I know nobody knows who the hell he is, so I'm going to tell you. He's the child man that Biden made national security advisor. And he says in public, which is just shows how stupid he is, Biden hasn't talked to any world leaders at all. But then he assured us the Taliban will allow American citizens trapped in Kabul safe passage to the airport. So apparently the entire plan from our National Security Council is trust the Taliban. That's the plan. We're going to trust the Sharia law fundamentalist whack jobs that cut off people's heads in soccer stadiums.
But is there a small chance that because didn't Trump bring the Taliban to the White House and meet with them and try to, work?
Trump was trying to negotiate something.
Okay.
But
so is there
his
not
entire, a- his entire deal with the Taliban was predicated on them following all the steps that were laid out in the deal. They stopped doing that. Oh, long about January 20th.
So there's no reason to suspect that they,
but Biden left the plan in place. He left that plan in place. You know, he tries to undo everything Trump does pretty much. He left that plan in place. And now he's saying, well, Trump stuck me with this. No, he didn't. Trump gave you an out. If they weren't following it, you don't have to honor anything. And they weren't following it. That's painfully obvious. So apparently Kamala.
That's not what you call her.
Mrs. Emhoff.
Thank you.
She didn't make any calls to these world leaders either. I thought that was her damn job. That was the only job she had at the beginning of the administration. She made the calls because, Feeble Toes couldn't remember who the hell he was talking to for about 3 seconds. She seems to have told her people that she doesn't want Afghanistan blamed on her. Well, it's too late, sister. She agreed that Biden was doing everything right just 3 days ago in an interview. But here's what Biden said last month after being advised by this kid, Jake Sullivan, and that fake military guy, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Sully, or General Milley, but Sully's more appropriate. Here's what Biden said. This was in mid-July. Go ahead.
Some Vietnamese veterans see echoes of their experience in this withdrawal in Afghanistan. Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling?
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable.
He couldn't even say comparable at the interviews.
So far.
I almost got that answer out. Comfortable. Yeah, yeah, you're good. Go sip your little cup. You get some Kool-Aid. This idiot. I mean, it took the Vietnamese from what, 1954 to 1973, I believe. So it took them, 19 years to take over South Vietnam. The Taliban took over the rest of Afghanistan since January. It took them 7 months. Yeah. It's not comfortable. Fucking, we are so screwed, Brent.
We really are, and it's in a lot of ways. This is just the icing on the cake, and quite honestly, this right now, it's taking away from the COVID situation here, because now this is
there's gonna be more COVID news every day, so you don't pay any more attention to the people falling off the planes.
And that probably is what's going to happen. But right now,
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a mass shooting tomorrow.
Something, and that's how unfortunately it works. Something, because they like to take these things, off the headlines just as fast as they're on there. They find a different, the scapegoat story. And like you said, a shooting tomorrow is most likely going to happen.
What they should do is go up to Chappaqua and tell Killary that the Taliban knows all her secrets. They'll be wiped off the face of the earth in a month.
Now, the one thing that concerned me about this whole thing, and you and I talked about this a little bit on pre-show, and I guess it's not quite as bad as I've seen in some of the articles, but it's the arsenal of weapons that the Taliban now controls that, are U.S. Assets. I mean,
stuff we left behind for the Afghan army, which is like, they're like the French army. I got a bunch of guns from the French army I can sell you. Never been fired, only dropped once. Same thing in Afghanistan.
Yep. That is alarming. That is concerning. I mean, I don't think so much for us here, but, the countries around, Afghanistan that are allies of the United States, I think they could be in trouble with some of this stuff. And I mean,
we still have airplanes.
Well, we do, but that doesn't mean they don't get a shot or two off.
What you need to watch for is how fast China moves in, because the number one export in Afghanistan is
drugs,
opium. Yeah. Basis for heroin. And China pretty much supplies most of the drugs that don't come out of South America. And even a lot of the shit that comes through South America is still, China has their fingers in anymore. So China's gonna go in there, and they're gonna try and take that over. The thing is, the difference between China in 2021 and Russia in 1982 in Afghanistan is the Chinese have a modern military. The 1982 Russian military, they had their Hind helicopters, which were powerful weapons. But as soon as you get a Hind helicopter in a valley, send six or seven RPGs at it, and it's toast. The Chinese have similar.
You won't even see coming.
They have stuff similar to our F-22s and our F-35s. And yeah, they'll wipe them out from 35,000 feet. With bombs that, weren't even thought about in 1982. So the Taliban will not fuck with China, course, China's pretty much made it so nobody will fuck with them now, except for me.
Well,
fuck China.
How can they, other than...
They want to come get me, let them come get me. I've lived long enough, fuck them. Well,
but other than the people that we still have as American citizens in Afghanistan, how really is the Taliban going to, you know, to hurt us right now? Are they going to have terrorists?
Well, if they have terrorist attack here in the United States on us?
They
let the terrorists work in their country, which is what happened before. Yeah. You know, there'll be a major terror attack and within a, you know.
Oh, and that goes, you see that they did.
18-month period.
Well, they've already raised the terror alert for September 11th. I mean, it is the 20-year anniversary, but
the Biden administration put Homeland Security put out the things to be worried about, and it's the first one was
I don't remember what it was. Hilarious.
Domestic. I don't know. So people who disagree with the administration. The other one was people who are against getting vaccinated, and the third one was outside influence, or not, it didn't even say outside influence. It was attacks on religious or anniversaries, religious holidays or anniversaries. The third thing on their list was terrorism. The first two things were the American people.
Sad.
Absolutely sad. And Homeland Security is more worried about you and me than they're worried about Al-Qaeda coming in and blowing up a city or something.
You know, I wonder, you know how the president gets... They're daily briefing, their little book that tells all of the, you know, national security threats and everything that's going on in the country. They're top secret briefings. I guarantee you that most of those top secret briefings nowadays are more focused on domestic people than other countries.
Well, the FBI's behind that shit.
It's just, we're being surveilled more than the countries that are going to blow us up.
Well, don't you think it's a little interesting that the Taliban have a Twitter account and our 45th president doesn't?
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need to know about who needs purged in this country.
And they have WhatsApp.
It's not you and me.
No.
It's Jack Dorsey and his ilk.
And that's one of the things that I don't understand, how they can take down, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, Twitter account because he incited a riot on January 6th, but they can't take down... They're not going to take down the leader of the Taliban.
His last two tweets were telling everybody to be peaceful. That, you know,
I know
we love law enforcement. I don't want anything going on. But then they impeach him over it. They're a bunch of jerk offs. It's all political theater. It's just like COVID is political theater. You know that. But the problem is, COVID's going to kill people who've got underlying conditions, who are in terrible shape physically and that kind of thing. Sure. Okay. The Islamic fundamentalists are going to kill us. They don't care if you're a liberal or conservative, white, black, brown, or yellow. They don't care. If you're an American, they want you dead. You know, we need to come together. And, you know, the left just wants to pretend there aren't any problems because they're in charge. And if there's problems when they're in charge, they might get blamed. Well, I'll tell you what, they are getting blamed. The weak-kneed administration is eating itself over this whole situation, too. I've got an article here. This is from CNN.
Ooh.
From CNN. Factions within the Biden administration are embroiled in a blame game over why the U.S. government didn't act sooner to withdraw American citizens and Afghanis who helped the U.S. over two decades of war, leading to this rushed and dangerous evacuation. Now, military officials, covering their ass, have said they... For weeks, they urged the State Department to move faster. State Department officials said they were operating based on intelligence assessments that suggested they had more time. But the intelligence officials insisted they had long reported the possibility of a rapid Taliban takeover. Okay, so it's... Now she did it. No, he did it. Now she did it. No, he did it. That's all this crap is. They're not telling us anything. But the fact that CNN is reporting this is amazing to me.
Well, it's not Biden laid blame on the
Afghan security forces' unwillingness to fight in the decisions of the previous administrations, all while failing to directly address the chaos unfolding on his watch. Biden can see the Taliban take, or as he calls it, Taliban takeover happen faster than anticipated, though he says he stands squarely behind his decision. You know, nobody cares if you get out of Afghanistan, okay? If after 20 years... and all the blood and treasure we spent over there, you freaking people want to live under Sharia law, fuck you, go ahead. I don't care. But to not have a plan, to just start evacuating people when the Taliban had already taken over all but two major cities in the country, three, 4 weeks ago?
They
haven't done nothing.
Well, you're forgetting one thing.
What?
Biden hasn't had a plan since January 20th. So to have a plan.
Oh, he didn't have a plan for November 6th.
There you go. So, well, no, chief. He had a plan for that. Chief.
Well, others had a plan. He just sat in his basement. Right. And said, thank you very much. Some officials insist he got bad advice from his top military and intelligence advisors. One White House official pointed to Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Silley's comments from 3 weeks ago when he suggested the Afghan forces had the capacity to fight for and defend their country, and that Taliban takeover was not foregone. That was only 3 weeks ago. They'd already had half the country at that point, you idiot. So all these people need fired. We need real serious, intelligent adults running things. Obviously, Biden is not one of them. Cameltoe isn't one of them.
Biden's not making the decisions.
We need other people to make the damn decisions. And Obama is not one.
Well, wait.
George Soros sure as hell ain't one.
No, but let's step back. Let's take one step back to Obama. Obama wouldn't have fucked this up this bad. You know that. I mean, I don't think he would have. I don't think this could have been fucked up any worse under any other president.
Do a website for Obamacare. I don't have any faith in them. But, you know, they say no nation building. That's the cry. Well, that's fine. But Bush started it. Then Obama stepped it up big time, and Biden just sat there with his thumb up his ass. He didn't say nothing then. Trump tried to get us the fuck out. So, and I told one of my friends on Facebook today, if you want to hear multiple usages of the word F, tune in tonight. I guess I'm way ahead of my game, but you know, this crap just gets me upset. And that's my favorite word when I'm upset.
Paul, intelligent people use the word fuck. We've done that story.
Yes, that's true. We did do that story. That was
just, there you go.
I'll cover our asses, but some scientists said it was true. So we'll there.
I say fuck every other word at work. People look at me like I'm smart as hell.
So Biden is and will blame Trump. When the soccer field's beheadings resume, that lie goes away too. Mrs. Emhoff blessed this move a few days ago, as I'd mentioned earlier. Now she's in hiding. As I just said, they all need to go. So let's hit some good news.
Hold on. One thing.
Go ahead.
You know, more bad news. No. You said when the soccer beheadings resume. Here's one thing that's the killer about that. Guess what? They'll be on Twitter and they won't get taken down because that's how this all rolls. And you know that because they did that before when they were doing their beheadings. They'd release their videos on Twitter. It, at that point, yes, they did get taken down back then. But it's going to be interesting to see.
I think Dorsey watched them and jerked off. He's such a sick bastard.
I'm going to be interested to see what they allow. You know, Twitter allows to run what Twitter actually, you know, says isn't allowed, because you brought up the best point that I didn't even think about. You know, we censored our former president by taking away his voice on social media, but yet, you know, the president of the Taliban.
I had an article I didn't stick in the show. Facebook is now scouring Facebook for Taliban-supported pages, supporting pages.
Wasn't surprised.
Now they're doing it? What they've been doing for the last, how long's Facebook been around? 15 years?
A long time.
Yeah, Taliban's been around for a lot longer than that. They're just now going after it. It's a typical liberal thing. Don't blame us. We're doing the best we can. Why didn't you do it before? Crickets. Nothing. They don't answer that question. They changed the subject.
Anyways. Let's go on to good news. Like you said,
good news.
Good news. We're done with this. With
good news.
With politics, at least.
This is a follow up, and I love follow ups because
we still got politics.
We do our duty here at Off the Hook Radio. I actually pay attention.
We've told you what not to put in your vaginas. We do good things here, right?
We warned you about anal bleaching. We bring you the important stuff.
We haven't brought that up in a long time. Anal bleaching. No, Jesus.
We named a British ship, Bodie McBoatface. You know, we've done a lot of good things on this show.
Yeah. All right. So what do we got?
We need a third one. We deserve a third one.
Well, maybe we'll get a third one after we bring highlight to this.
This is now our 12th year.
It is.
Yeah, we need to get an award at least every 4 years. Anyway, the follow-up. Remember Tamara Mensah Stock, the proud American who won the gold in women's wrestling? I called her last week the Olympics, the best story of the Olympics. Well, it gets even better. Tamara, after professing her love for her country and her patriotism and, quite frankly, her kick-ass athletic abilities, she just absolutely dominated the 68-kilogram weight class. And if you – and I was trying – I said 58 last week. I know I did. 68 times 2.2, 218 pounds. Is that right?
I
screwed it up. Should hit clear first. 68 times 2.2. I was going to say she ain't that big. It's basically 150-pound weight class. She is a powerful woman in fantastic shape, and she absolutely blew through her competition. I went back and watched her semifinal and final matches. She just kicked ass. She was amazing. And then the after part was even more amazing than her wrestling. She was going to take part of her $250,000 prize money. We talked about this too. They get $37,500 from the USOC, United States Olympic Committee, if they win a gold medal. What is it, 22 for silver and 15 for bronze?
15, 7 for bronze, I think. Don't quote, but right around there.
It's 22,
5, 22 and 5 and 15, 7, I think.
Yeah, okay. So they do pay them for medals. But the individual organizations like the United States Wrestling, which she sponsored, they up the prize money. And then there's other groups that up the prize money too. A lot of these athletes got a lot more than 37.5. United States Wrestling gives $250,000 for the gold medal. So basically what they do is they take the 37.5 you get, and then they give you the other 212.5 on top of that to round it up to 250. She was going to take her $250,000 prize money and buy her mother a food truck that she always wanted. And God bless her for that. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, awesome. Food trucks are a great idea.
And I said, God bless her. And I'm thinking maybe the real big guy did just that, because here's our follow-up. She's the type of person that doesn't slow down after reaching the top. A week after dominating her way to the women's gold freestyle wrestling medal, she's already repaying those who helped her reach her dream. According to a local Houston, Texas television station, Mensah Stock planned to use part of her $250,000 winnings to buy a food truck for her mother, Shonda Wells. Mensah Stock promised Wells a truck of her own 5 years ago while her mother sold barbecue out of a pit with two wheels. She was going to spend $30,000 on this food truck for her mom. Then Cameron Davies, who is the owner of Cruising Kitchens, which is a food truck manufacturing company, saw her after she won the gold medal. He saw the stuff that we played last week.
Of course.
What a patriot this woman is. And then he heard about her plans to buy the $30,000 truck. Instead of donating a food truck with a similar price tag, Cruising Kitchens is gifting Wells, Mensah Stock's mom, a $250,000 truck with all the bells and whistles. A $250,000 food truck.
Pretty cool.
He said, it's time for you to take care of her because she's been taking care of you, Davies said to Mensah Stock. He said he quickly researched her and fell in love with the person that she is. I've been wanting this for you for so long. I've been wanting this for mom for so long, Mensah Stock said. The process of designing and building the truck will take 3 months, but it won't be long before Plickle's Famous Barbecue will be serving up grub in the Houston area.
What a good ending to an awesome, you know, Olympic thing for her. And it's something that she'll be able to keep on, you know, remembering her Olympics for, you know.
Who better to reward than her, Mensah Stock, who made us all proud.
Right, instead of some of these other jackasses. Yeah.
Remember the meme that I ran with her up top and Megan Rapinoe on the bottom? And And the tag was, why do patriotic Americans love this woman and not this woman? It's not about race. That's what they don't get. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with what's in your soul. Martin Luther King.
It has to do with how you treat the and respect our country.
It's a you know, if you don't like America and you have a legitimate reason for not liking America, in America you're allowed to say that.
But
if you
right.
just hate every damn thing because a Republican's name was on it, you're not being American. You're being a political hack.
And remember, just because you have freedom of speech, there isn't freedom of repercussion.
Yeah, and there's no freedom for the Subway franchise owners who are just absolutely apoplectic over having Megan Rapinoe in their damn ads, and people like me won't go to their stores anymore.
I'm very surprised that she didn't get pulled from, you know, the ad slots after, you know, what she did. But
and for those of you who didn't listen last week, okay, I was on the franchise agreement for 5 Subways, and I helped open 2 others, okay? So I've been involved in 7 Subways. I know how Subway works. You know, I've been to Connecticut. I went through all their training. I've got my big plaque and all that bullshit. I got a 99 on their final exam, which pissed me off. I don't know what I got wrong, but I got something wrong. You know, and I would go into a Subway store, and I would tell people how to make a sandwich because they weren't trained right. Because I know. I love Subway. Eat fresh. But not if Megan Rapinoe's kicking a soccer ball at a guy with a hamburger. Go away. Anyway. So Mensa Stock, she made out, and, you know, she praised God, and I think God was looking down, and he told this food truck company guy, he said, there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, another interesting thing to point out with, you know, their winnings and stuff, up until, because we had to look this up, but up until 2016, you had to pay tax on your medals and any, and I would assume any other prize money that you, you got, but now they don't. And that happened after, was it Rio? 2016 was Rio.
Yeah.
They changed
that's
that.
When which, it started.
And I think that that's great because that was just absolutely silly that you're going to, you know, the Olympics to represent our country. You win a gold medal, and then you have to come back to the country and pay the tax on it. I mean, that just was one of the stupidest things. You know, and speaking of that, too, did you see, you read the article, too, what some of these other countries pay. I mean, the one country, if you get gold medal, it's $750,000.
Singapore,
$750,000.
Now, the Philippines, who have never had a gold medal winner before this Olympics, ever, they pay $600,000.
Well,
to
the guy
that won the boxing medal.
And you know what? He's probably going to get so many endorsements, and he'll be worth millions.
Oh, yeah, I know what the cost of living is like in the Philippines. $600,000. This guy's a multimillionaire.
Oh yeah, he's
okay.
Got the biggest.
He's good. So anyway, COVID's still a pain in the ass, and as I've been bitching about for weeks and weeks, nobody has really straight information. Delta's being blamed, but they don't really know that. People aren't getting genetic sequencing tests. That's the only accurate way to know about Delta. Don't believe any crap you hear on TV to the contrary. What people are getting is PCR tests. And PCR tests have all kinds of vulnerabilities to them. They show COVID positive for colds and flu, for God's sakes. Hey, look at the flu. Nobody's had flu for 2 freaking years. I mean, come on.
Well,
but now they want any childbearing age woman, young men who are prone. You know, childbearing age women are prone to blood clots. Young men there's a blood disease that hit a lot of young men. Israel brought that up. And now they even want to vax children. They're down to age 12 for the J&J one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Biden wants them to go lower.
Well, they're working on 8 to 12 age group is the next.
And they're about to ask those of us who are already vaxxed to get a freaking booster. Yet there's problems even with that.
My brother got his booster yesterday.
You got a booster?
Yep. He lives in Texas, and he takes gabapentin, which compromises your immune system. And his doctor called him and said, because of what's going on in Texas and the outbreak, he just moved to Texas a month ago. But his doctor down there called and said, you know, because of what's going on and the fact that you take gabapentin, you need to have a booster. And he went in yesterday and had a booster. So there is people getting booster shots already. My brother is
after struggling for months to persuade Americans to get the COVID-19 vaccine, U.S. health officials soon face a fresh challenge, which is talking vaccinated people into getting booster shots to gain longer lasting protection as the Delta variant sends infections soaring again. And I don't doubt that this Delta variant is infecting people, but people that are already vaccinated aren't the ones dying. It's the people with underlying conditions who have not gotten vaccinated. If you're healthy and you don't want to get the shot, I'm cool. I don't care. I'm not going to get in your face and give you shit. No, it's your right. It's your body. Well, whatever happened, it's my body. It's my choice. Not anymore with the liberals. So as early as Wednesday, U.S. health authorities are expected to recommend an extra dose of the vaccine. That's tomorrow. For Americans 8 months after they got their second shot. This means the biggest vaccination drive in U.S. history is about to get more extensive. But last week, they're recommending the boosters for people with weakened immune systems like cancer patients, organ transplant recipients. If the shots are expanded as expected to other Americans, among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and older people. But some experts have expressed concern that a new campaign calling for boosters could muddle the public health message, undercutting the continued drive to win over tens of millions of Americans who are hesitant to get their first shots. And then the other thing is ill will towards the United States. Global health officials, including the WHO, have called on wealthier nations to hold off on booster shots to ensure poor countries have enough vaccine for the initial doses. So basically, what they're telling us is we don't really know if the booster will help you against the Delta variant. We don't have any scientific proof of it whatsoever. But we are guessing that the effectiveness of your two vaccines is dropping by a couple of percent a month. And at the end of 8 months, you probably should get a booster. Okay. You know, if these assholes had done the right thing, and you know who I heard say this? Bill frickin' Maher. Bill Maher, you know, the liberal guy on HBO?
Yeah.
Who hates God and everything? Well, every once in a while, you know, he's like a broken clock. He's right once in a while. He said that the easiest way to get everybody to get these boosters would have been the Democrats to not say, well, I'm not taking anything Trump invented. You know, like Trump's up in the residence, you know, with his chemistry kit mixing this crap himself. Sure, right. And then Kamala Harris said the same thing. I don't trust it if Trump's behind it, blah, blah, blah. You know, and basically Democrats scared the hell out of African-Americans. African-Americans are vaccinated at the lowest rate of any ethnic group in this country, and it's not even close. It's only like 30% or something have had their first dose. Well, of course not, because Democrats have scared them to death for how long? Since last fall.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, and now they're wondering, why won't people take it? Well, we're just going to have to make them take it. No, you freaking won't. You want another civil war, you go ahead and do that shit. I've taken the vaccine, but I'm on the side of the people who don't want to take it.
Well, but then you have places like New York City where de Blasio, you know, today they implemented the whole you have to show your vaccine, vaccination. Mayor Potsmoker. But you can't go into any indoor public place without showing, you know, your vaccination status. And as that starts to creep into other cities, and it's going to in the Democratic cities, it's not going to happen in Florida. It's not going to happen in Texas. But you're going to see this happen in Chicago and California and in the bigger cities. That's where you're going to hopefully we'll see the people rise up, you know, and push back. But I
asked an important question on my Facebook page last week. I said, anyone else wonder why you need documents to get a meal in New York City, but not to illegally enter our country?
Or vote.
Yeah, or vote. I mean, it's just nuts.
Can't get a table at your, you know, Olive Garden in New York City without proving you're vaccinated, but you can walk in and vote for whoever you want and not show a driver's license.
Despite the fact that I got 750 plus shares on a post I put up yesterday,
You did very well.
I still think my funniest one was the one I put up this morning. It's a picture of Kermit the Frog, and he says, I never understood why people like peppermint body wash until today. Feels like my butthole smoked a Newport. And I tagged it off the hook radio. Cares about your butthole.
There you
no,
go.
We don't. No, we don't. We don't.
I don't care about
your butthole.
I have two questions I want to throw out to you with the COVID. I'll make the first one quick. Do you think that there's a chance that we're going to see Trump, who's a smart man, he shut down the economy when COVID spiked and got really, really bad. And Biden, who is not a smart person by any way, shape, or form, and has a bunch of idiots that are leading him, do you think that we're going to get to a point where they're going to use these, whether they're real or fake numbers, enough to scare everybody to shut down the economy again?
No.
Okay. That's not
until we get close to November next year.
Okay. Oh. And now here's the next question.
They want mail-in ballots. That's all they want for the 2022 election. Mail-in ballots. We know how to cheat with those.
This is true.
We're good at it.
Here's your other question. And unless people have been listening to us or really kind of understand how this virus originated and the truthful reasoning or ways that this, you know, originated, which was through the gain of function research, which was outlawed, you know, under Obama in 2014. Do you think we wouldn't be in this situation had, you know, those laws been followed and the gain of function, you know, research was actually stopped when it was supposed to be stopped? I mean, do you think we would be in the same boat that we're in today? Because I don't. I think that's the biggest problem here, is because laws were broken by Dr. Fauci in the Wuhan lab. You know, we're in the situation that we're in because gain of function research was illegal after 2014, and that's what this is all
about. Obama actually did that.
Yes, in 2014,
yeah.
And they continued, you know, to do the gain of function research. If people don't understand what gain of function means, that it basically they're testing the travel of a virus from animal to human, and that was that.
Well, they're manipulating it so that it can go from animal to human.
Animal to human, correct. There you go. I'm sorry, I didn't know exact terminology, but I understand what the whole process behind it is, and it was banned, and they continued to do this research illegally, funded by Dr. Fauci in Wuhan, until sometime in 2019 when they got caught.
They started doing it when Trump came in. They figured, oh, it's a brand new administration. I can authorize this through a third agency, and they won't notice. Well, it did take him almost 2 years to notice. So I'll give Fauci that. He got away with it for a while.
He did.
And now he lies like hell about it.
Okay, charges need to be brought up on some of these people. I mean, they broke the
law.
Put
Rand Paul in charge. That son of a bitch should be in jail in 2 seconds. My question basically is, if we have to get another shot, do we get a free gift this time?
I'm holding out till we get a free gift.
I think maybe an FU China hat.
Fuck that. I want an F-35.
I want an FU China hat at least. And I also want to warn people, don't get the Johnson & Johnson shot, though, people. That's basically like the food stamps of vaccines. You don't want that one. Get the mRNA or whatever the fuck the initials are on that.
Moderna
or Pfizer. Moderna is actually is holding up better than Pfizer. And that's what I got.
I got Moderna as well.
So I've got my alien god blood and Moderna.
And THC. You're set.
And THC. Don't fuck with me, people.
That's right, because THC has been.
I'm a wild man.
It's supposed to help.
Yeah, I used to be. Now I'm old. Yeah. And now everything is global warming. I'm so tired of this one, too. But now they're going after, well, at least one of us. Not saying who. But marijuana farms contribute to climate change, research shows.
They will grasp at everything. It was cow farts a few years ago.
Growing weed indoors is racking up energy production, resulting in large amounts of damaging gases that warm the earth. Well, with cannabis farming surging on the back of deregulation efforts, researchers at Colorado State University looked at how much electricity and natural gas it takes to grow weed, and its carbon footprint apparently is sky high. Yeah, okay. Now, you know, I could go on with all the technical shit in this article. I don't want to. It's boring. But basically, what they're saying is, can't even grow weed. Okay. Now, how many liberals, how many good liberals do you think are going to stop smoking weed because of climate change?
None.
Yeah, it's about as many as Hollywood people won't take private jets anymore. Pretty much none. I mean, this is so weed is global warming. Oh my God.
But this is what happens. They just keep looking for more and more ways to try to sell their agenda. And this is yet another example. I mean, like I said, 10 years ago, they were going to start a tax on your cows from farting because that produced methanol gas, which, you know, that contributed to global warming, too. I mean, this is just
stop eating meat. It's global warming.
You know, and not that this had anything to do with global warming, but, you know, look at the guy who got fined because the smell of his barbecue wafted off from his property onto the neighbor's property. I mean, it's just
this whole thing. We could talk about windmills, too.
Yeah.
You know, the blades on windmills have to be replaced every, 10 years, I think it is.
Something like that.
Yeah. And there's no way to get rid of them.
No.
So you know what they do? They dig giant landfills and throw all the blades in the landfills. Okay. I mean, come on.
Well, and how do you think they de-iced
the windmills? It's not hypocritical at all.
No, but how do you think they de-iced the windmills in the northern states when they need to be de-iced? With helicopters.
Helicopters and chemicals.
Huh. What? Blows my mind.
I know.
Blows my mind.
You know why? You know why vegans never scream during sex?
I don't know, but Daryl might chime in and give us the answer.
they never can admit they get any pleasure from meat. saying. Oh, if he wants to chime in, I got another joke for you.
He can't chime in anymore like he used to.
This isn't about your mother. Okay, so just take it out. It's just a generic joke.
Oh, talking about my mother. She's probably listening.
Yeah, what's the difference between three dicks and a joke?
My mother?
No, your mother can't take a joke. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to hell now. So anyway, if you got enough money, you want to get away from all this insanity and still be able to listen to off-book radio, we have a suggestion. Book a treehouse.
This is a cool idea.
Yes. Travelers looking for vacation in the great outdoors are turning to a nostalgic source of comfort and solitude, treehouses. But these aren't the treehouses of your childhood. These treehouses have matured, too. Modern treehouses are more luxury homes and kid hangouts with price to match. Treehouses constructed by professionals can easily cost six figures to build. A fully appointed treehouse with kitchen, bathroom, heat, and air conditioning. They're building those for around $200,000. That Pete Nelson, who's the star of Animal Planet's TV show Treehouse Masters.
He does some and awesome
He said that back in 2014. Treehouses that are built for people to live in now average around $240,000, according to Home Advisor, a website that connects homeowners with home services. So prices have risen along with demand. Apart from worn-out patch of grass in the backyard, old-school treehouses didn't typically incorporate much of an entrance. Modern ones do. Some with gated walkways, stone staircases, and ramps built for wheelchairs and pets. Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair. We got a wheelchair story coming up. I'm in a wheelchair. I want to crank that sumbitch up 45 feet to the treehouse. I don't think so. There's one called Shay's Treehouse. Tree Rest Treehouse in upstate New York, which is accessible via a 60-foot footbridge that begins at a heart-shaped gate. Another 30-foot-long cable bridge connects the treehouse to a separate relaxation deck. The owner talked about the construction in a video, but he rents it out $285 a night.
Well,
seems reasonable. Pay a lot more than that for hotel rooms that are on the ground.
Well, I've seen this Treehouse Master show. It's actually pretty cool. And these tree houses are like works of art. I mean, it's like going into a 5-star, you know, hotel with a beautiful suite. I mean, they're gorgeous, just gorgeous.
Well, some of these things are like 3 stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should, this treehouse master, it's a show. I mean, he goes on and builds them, and they are
the sinks
huge.
And water faucets are made out of seashells.
All sorts of neat things.
This one has a separate ground level bungalow with a colorful swivel window, an electric drawbridge, and drop down decks.
Oh, yeah. These are spare no expense. These are beautiful.
It's $255 a night for that one. And you can sleep in the Amazon rainforest at Peru's Incaterra, let's call it Incaterra Resort. It's in the Amazon. The lodge's sole treehouse is located 70 feet above the rainforest floor at the end of a series of seven suspended bridges. Programs start for $492 for a two-night stay, plus an additional $660 to sleep in the treehouse. I mean, these things are freaking cool.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should see if there's one of those treehouses we can rent at that solar field that we want to watch the birds.
Yeah, the one Obama built where all the birds.
Yeah, yeah. Let's look into that.
No, it's a pretty flat ground. There's not going to be treehouses out there.
Yeah, well, we could figure something out.
But I'm saying this isn't too bad, actually. And if you ever saw Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, you might remember the defense and escape from up there isn't all that hard. So, like, if Biden sends the Jabber Patrol after you, you know, all you need is a couple of arrows. You know, jab this, bitch.
Biden definitely ain't coming up this treehouse.
No. We can't walk up plane steps.
You're safe from him.
That's what I say. When he's coming for your guns, hide him upstairs. He will never make it up the steps. We'll be all right. Best news of the week comes as our second follow-up story. Last week, we played red right hand at the end due to Biden dropping defense of nurses who refused to participate in abortions for religious and moral reasons. Then, immediately after they dropped DOJ drop support of these nurses in the lawsuit, which Trump started, they mandated nurses have to do abortions and transgender surgeries as prescribed in Obamacare, which passed in, what, 09? Okay. I said last week, this is going to suck, but Supreme Court of the United States will eventually bitch slap these creeps. It took a few days, but that bitch slap arrived before it even got to the Supremes. A federal court this week blocked the Biden administration's mandate requiring doctors and faith-based hospitals to perform abortions and transgender surgeries. The ruling was handed down as the Supreme Court grappled with whether to weigh in on a similar legal battle between a Catholic hospital and a transgender man over his hysterectomy. Oh, God. I'm sorry I even read that. Go ahead.
I don't think doctors or nurses or anybody should be able to judge what needs to be done medically. If somebody comes into that hospital or doctor's office, whatever needs to be done medically, if they can afford to have it done, there should be no judgment by the people performing or have to perform the surgery. They should just have that. It's their job. I mean,
if you believe life begins at conception, you should not have to participate in abortions. I'm on the nurse's side.
Yeah, I'm not on the nurse's side. I get the reasoning behind them not wanting to do it if they're against it. But right, at the same time, if I'm against scrubbing a toilet and my boss tells me to go scrub a toilet, I know this is apples to bananas, not apples to apples. I get that. But, you know, that's my job. I mean, if my job is to, if I'm hired and my job description says that I have to do abortions, then if you technically, if you're uncomfortable doing abortions, you don't take that job. I mean,
the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas ruled Monday that administration cannot require doctors and providers to violate tenets of their faith to perform or offer, transgender procedures and services for patients. If you read the Constitution, the freedom of religion shall not be abridged. It's right in the Constitution. And if your religion says life begins at conception, then you have the right to opt out. But as part of the Affordable Care Act, the Obama administration and now the Biden administration has mandated that providers offer such treatments or face financial penalties and litigation.
See, I don't agree with that.
So they're going to say, not only are you going to do it If you don't do it, we're going to come screw you.
I'm going to go back to what I said a couple of minutes ago. I think this all comes back to the individual, and the individual has to be the bigger person and say, if I don't agree with this, I'm not going to work for this company. Not go in and say, well, I'm going to selectively pick what surgeries I want to do and what surgeries I don't want to do based on my beliefs and my political beliefs and stuff like that. I don't think that's fair. I mean, you either can complete the job in full as it's described to you or you can't. I know this is touchy. This is a touchy one because, like you said, I agree with the nurses in a way. But if you can't complete the job description.
Look, I'm a constitutional conservative. I am not a Republican. I am registered independent because there's too many dickheads in the Republican Party, too. Although,
thanks.
Granted.
Thanks a lot.
Well, there is. You know, 30% of Republicans are dickheads. You know, the problem is 90% of Democrats are. So, you know, but I'm a constitutional conservative. I believe in the Constitution. And if you want to change the Constitution, there's a way to change the Constitution. There's a way to do amendments. You have to get it ratified by the legislature in 60% of the states or 67% of the states. And if you want to change it, go do it. Okay. But liberals have for 50 years counted on courts to do their dirty work. They won't pass legislation. They won't do constitutional amendments. They just find liberal judges to support them and back them and let all their stupid shit go.
Oh, the Republicans.
The courts are standing up. I'm telling you, this is, well, I'm going to say it on the next story too, but just be glad we've got three branches of government. Because that's the only way some of this crazy shit's stopping. So the next story is very similar in terms of what happened to Biden, a different subject, though. And I will start it this way. As America's governor, Ron DeSantis, who's Florida's governor, but he's the best governor in the country, and anybody who says otherwise doesn't know shit.
Well, him and Abbott, they're both good.
Abbott can't hold DeSantis' jockstrap.
Well,
but he's still better than most. Donald Trump had good policy. This is a quote from DeSantis. Donald Trump had good policies that worked. Biden intentionally undid all these policies, knowing full well what the ramifications would be, and the results have been catastrophic. He said that shortly after he said he's six French fries short of a Happy Meal. It was the same interview. Well, the courts have had to step in again. And like I said, we should all be grateful we have three branches of government, because here's what happened on this one. A federal judge reversed Biden's order to terminate Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. And if you wonder what that is, that was the policy where asylum seekers who passed through Mexico on the way to the U.S. had to stay in Mexico while their claims were processed in our courts. The policy was meant to end a practice claiming asylum in order to draw out appeals for years and not appearing for required hearings and just disappearing into the United States. It was intended to deter many who wanted to gain entrance. And it also reduced the burden for beds and facilities along the border. In a 53-page opinion, Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas, God, they're coming through, found that the states of Texas and Missouri have shown sufficient injury after noting increases in human trafficking, which everybody should be against, and other criminal acts as part of the surge at the southern border, after Joe Biden ended that policy. Some 13,000 undocumented immigrants have been admitted to the country under asylum requests. So basically, there's 13,000 people they let in saying, well, I need asylum. They let them in and we'll never see them again. Kaczmarek held that the June memo by Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to formally end the Remain in Mexico policy violated the Administrative Procedures Act by failing to consider the program's benefits.
Same
thing happened to him. What?
You failed to say one thing. You said we're never going to see them again. Yes, we will. On voting day.
Oh, yeah.
Am I not right?
If they're in California, they'll be able to vote. California don't give a shit where you're from as long as you pull the D lever.
Pretty much.
Yeah, within 2 weeks of taking office, Biden's first loss under the APA, the Administrative Procedure Act, was his reversing Trump's deportation order. The courts bitch slapped him down on that one too. Well, they just bitch slapped him down on the asylum one. Okay. Now, is this stopping him letting, you know, what is it, 260,000 in this month?
No.
And we're still screwed. But at least the courts are out there fighting for us, and they're trying a little bit. So, you know, we should be grateful for that. And save your cards and letters.
I didn't think we'd squeeze it, but we're gonna.
We have a stupid criminal of the week. Guess where he's from?
Not Florida.
Nope, not my current home state, but yeah, my former one.
And I'm kind of sad because, you know, I have a new listener tonight from work, and I told him that usually our stupid criminals are always from Florida.
It's got to be a state Zippy lived in, you know. Not necessarily, but at least 60% of the time it is. Pennsylvania is probably second to Florida. This is great. A would-be bank robber in wheelchair is sentenced to federal prison. A Pittsburgh man tried to rob a Southside bank in a wheelchair last year. He was sentenced to 46 months in federal prison on Thursday. Emmanuel Luna, 56, had pleaded guilty in March. He tried to rob the First National Bank on East Carson Street in Pittsburgh on August 13th, 2019, not 2020. Boy, it took a while for justice on this guy, 2 years. COVID knocked everything back a year, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He entered the bank in a wheelchair that afternoon, wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt, glasses, and a black hat, and gave the teller a handwritten note, said he had a bomb in a backpack. The note said he would press the button and kill us all for no less than $50,000. Please try me. Well, the teller basically said, okay, I'll try you, bitch. She activated an alarm, called the manager. And then she started to cry, and he wheeled himself away before he got any money and left the bank. Obviously, it wasn't real hard for the cops to track down a guy in a wheelchair.
Oh, dumbass.
Although he did manage to just get out of the wheelchair and get on a bus to try and get his getaway, they found his wheelchair, identified a fingerprint on him, and they had him the next day. So let's put it this way. If you're going to rob a bank,
don't do it in a wheelchair.
Have a little bit better getaway than a freaking wheelchair. It wasn't even an electric one.
That's what I was going to say. At least get an electric one or a hover round. Come on, get a hover round.
Yeah, electric one, they can still run you down, but they can't walk you down.
Right. Jesus. People are just not smart in this world.
Well, that's why they make our stupid criminals.
That's true.
If it was all smart people, we wouldn't have a segment.
And we need to have stupid criminals. It's the best part.
We hope you're listening on the Zone Out Radio app on your Android or iPhone, because you can get it in their stores for free.
Yeah.
And you get all the podcasts of all our shows. All our shows we were able to save. We missed a few years of it, but.
Well, there's like 360 up there.
All right, 360. So that's what?
It's a lot.
7 years.
It's a lot. We met,
first 4 years are gone. They're in the ether. Sorry. But I guess 7 years worth of podcasts there. Some of them are actually funny. Back before all this COVID and bullshit started, some of them were hysterical.
Yeah, some of them suck.
A few people tell. Obviously, the award people didn't listen to those. So get the Zone Out Radio app, Zone Out Radio. Yeah, and when you're not listening to us live on that, you can listen to our podcast. You can listen to our Idol Radio Show podcast, our interviews with Idol contestants, and the one and only DJ Slim, Brent Natzel, programs free music 24/7.
Good music.
Free music.
Good music. Good free music. Shit stuff.
No commercials.
That's right.
Don't you just hate that? You're jamming along and you get three songs and then they do 5 minutes of commercials.
Oh, it's fucking awful. And you want to know something? There's a reason why when you're jamming along in the car and you only hear three songs, and then when it comes back, you hear the next. It's the same three songs over and over again. And it's because the average radio listener only listens for about 7.5 minutes. And in that time frame, they want to hear 2 top 10 songs. That's why all your songs are repeated on the radio all fucking day long. So enjoy.
Give them variety.
I have variety. So never have a repeat within 24 hours. Guaranteed, folks. So Zone Out Radio, download it, listen.
We're going to close tonight with a new hit from our friend Emily Brooke, former American Idol contestant, twice actually.
We interviewed numerous times.
Oh, numerous times. She's my buddy. She's got a couple of. She had a hit record with the Whiskey song, and what was it called? Whiskey Side of Me.
Yep.
A couple of months ago, and she's got a new single out. And you know, it's a good song, but the reason I picked it is it's not about the fools that are lying to us, but it could be. This is Emily Brooke, Secrets.
Good night.
Tell all my girlfriends about. Tell them the gentleman he was when we go out. The sweet things he whispered to me with the lights out. If I feel him in too soon and it comes to an end, I'd have to feel him in all over again. So before I jump in, please don't take this the wrong way, but I wanna keep you a secret as long as I can. I just wanna know for sure this is all I want and more. Kiss me just a lie. It keeps me coming right back, right back. I wanna keep you a secret as long as I can. I just wanna know for sure this is all I want.